Assassin. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, damn, Damian Lillard, he went off last night. The dude has been having a fucking phenomenal season, other than being injured. But, you know, he just went off last night. And, you know, since the Trailblazers are not in my top 10 this week, I had to talk about this. But last night, Damian Lillard dropped 71 points. It was a big Trailblazers win against the Houston Rockets, who are the worst team in the league. So not that big of a deal, but they did get the win, 131-14. But Damian Lillard had 71 total points. And that's the highest he's ever scored in his career. That's a Portland Trailblazers team record as well. 13 of those were three-pointers. At halftime, he had 41 points. So the dude just had the best nights of his career in a win, and just he went off. And this is the second time this season somebody has hit the 70-point mark. Donovan Mitchell did it a few months ago himself. So, yeah, the points are being scored in the NBA this year. But Damian Lillard, man, he is just showing the world that he may be up in Portland, but he is still one of the best point guards in the league, if not the best. But that was just an insane performance from him last night. Then in a little bit of other NBA news, the Atlanta Hawks, they have officially signed Quinn Snyder as their new head coach, taking over for McMillan, who was fired. So yeah, that's taken care of. We'll see what happens with Atlanta there, if that kind of saves their season. So far, they've actually been playing pretty well since for the first week back from the All-Star break, so not too bad. But yeah, we'll see what happens if Quinn Snyder ends up actually doing well over there. I mean, I'm sure he will. He did well with the Jazz, so we'll see what he can do with the Hawks. But I think this is definitely a good move by the Atlanta Hawks. Then moving on to my top 10 NBA power rankings for this week. Now that we are back from the All-Star break, we only have a couple games under everybody's belt this past week. They played two or three games. But everybody's back in business, and the NBA is back in full swing of things. Now that football isn't on anymore on Sundays, now it's all about basketball, because basketball is now on Sundays and Saturdays as well. So it's nice that the NBA is something we can all take part in and watch regularly now that football season is over. So let's get started with number one this week on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the Milwaukee Bucks. Overall record of 43-17. They are on a 14-game winning streak right now, the longest winning streak in the NBA currently. This past week, they beat the Miami Heat and the Phoenix Suns, and they actually are overcoming a Giannis injury. He hasn't played this week, and the Bucks are still looking pretty damn good. So they had to stay at number one for me. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings, of the Boston Celtics. Overall record of 44-17. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they are currently on a 3-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Indiana Pacers and the Philadelphia 76ers. And then they also have Jaylen Brown, who's going to be returning from injury himself. They had a huge, huge win against the 76ers on Saturday night. It was a crazy battle between two really good teams. And Jason Tatum basically just got the game-winning shot in, and Embiid just missed the game-winning shot. Like, there was, like, I believe 1.7 seconds left on the clock, so there wasn't a lot of time, but he just lobs it up there, and unfortunately, it was still in his hands when the game clock went off. So, but the ball did end up going in, so it would have been pretty crazy had it actually went in. But it was a really fun game to watch. between the Celtics and the 76ers, who are two, obviously, the best teams in the Eastern Conference. And then speaking of the 76ers, I do have them at number three this week in my top 10 NBA power rankings. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. And this past week, they beat the Memphis Grizzlies and lost to the Boston Celtics. Then at number four on my top 10 NBA power rankings at the Denver Nuggets, overall record of 43-19. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Clippers and lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. And Nikola Jokic, he had yet again another triple-double last night against the Clippers. It was just a crazy, I believe that's his 20-something of the season. So, yeah, he's just racking up the triple-doubles like there's no tomorrow. But looking really good from the Nuggets right now. And especially Jokic, who is looking like he's poised to win his third straight MVP in a row. Then at number five on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the New York Knicks. Overall record of 35-27. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. And they are on a five-game winning streak right now. This past week, they beat Washington and New Orleans. And they're just really on fire right now. They play great defensively. They play pretty well offensively. They play great in the paint. So and Brunson is just a scrappy ass motherfucker. And they're just playing great basketball right now for the Knicks, at least. We'll see how their second half turns out. But so far, Knicks look pretty good. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings, I have the Sacramento Kings. Overall record of 35-25. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games and currently on a three-game winning streak. This past week, they beat Portland, the Clippers, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Right now, they actually lead the league in points per game. They are averaging 121 points per game, and they are just scoring everybody out of the building. And they're just playing a fantastic season right now. And who would have thought the Kings would be one of the best teams out in the Western Conference, better than even the Warriors right now, who are the defending champions. So who would have thought that the best team in California right now would be the Sacramento Kings? But that is the best basketball team in California currently at this point in time. Then at number seven on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Cleveland Cavaliers, overall record of 39-25. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Nuggets and the Hawks, but they beat the Toronto Raptors. And, they've just kind of had a down week. That's just kind of what the Cavaliers have been doing this year. They've been very streaky. They've been on, and then they've been off. So right now, I guess they're kind of off. Then at number eight on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Memphis Grizzlies, who have found their way back into the top 10 now. After about a month-long hiatus, they have been having to deal with their issues of injuries, which has been their main problem lately. But their overall record is 36-23. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Philadelphia 76ers and beat the Denver Nuggets. And, of course, it's just all about Ja. Haven't got to do that in a while, but he's averaging 27 points per game right now. And he's doing it all for the Grizzlies. Sorry. Then at number nine on my top 10 NBA power rankings, I have the Phoenix Suns. Overall record of 33-29. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder and the loss to the Milwaukee Bucks. And Devin Booker is back. And it looks like they're going to be getting Durant back any day here. So look out for the Phoenix Suns, who are slowly starting to get more healthy, slowly starting to look better. And we'll see what they got once Kevin Durant comes back, or once Kevin Durant's out on the court. We'll see what happens there. But I kind of have a feeling the Suns are going to be getting better as the season wears on. And then rounding out my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Los Angeles Clippers. Overall record of 33-30. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Sacramento Kings and to the Denver Nuggets. Kawhi Leonard's actually having a pretty damn good season so far. He has missed a few games, but he's still playing very well in the games that he does play. They also just picked up Russell Westbrook. I don't think that's going to be a big deal because that to me, they're just going to get a whole bunch of air balls. So congratulations to them. They can have fun with him now. All right, and moving on to the college basketball AP Top 10 this week. Not a huge amount of shakeups there. We at number one, Houston is back at number one. They are 27-2 on the season. Alabama is number two. They're 25-4 on the season. They just got a win against Arkansas this weekend. Number three is Kansas. They're 24-5 on the season, and they just beat West Virginia this past week. At number four, we've got UCLA. They're 25-4. They just beat Colorado this week. Taking a tumble is Purdue. They're falling all the way down to number five. They're 24-5 on the season and coming off of a big loss to Indiana this past weekend. Number six, Marquette. They're 23-6. Number seven is Baylor. They're 21-8. Got a big win against my Longhorns this weekend. Number eight, Arizona. They're 24-5. They actually just lost to Arizona State, so they took a little bit of a tumble in the rankings. Number nine, the Longhorns, Hook'em Horns motherfucker, did not fall too far, but they are 22-7 on the season, and they fell to number nine. And then rounding out the college basketball top 10 are Gonzaga at 25-5. And we didn't have a lot in the NFL going on this weekend, of course, because, you know, it is the off season, and free agency doesn't really kick off until next month, and then we have the draft the following month. So we do have a while until things really start going with the actual NFL off season. But Carson Wentz, it was announced today that he has officially been released by the Commanders. So no shock there, but how he has been released by his third team in three seasons. So Carson Wentz is just continuing that stellar reputation of his. And then also in funny Washington Commanders news, Daniel Schneider just proving he is just the world's biggest whiny little bitch. You know, he is currently looking to sell the Washington team. And it's been rumored that Jeff Bezos is going to buy the team. Or at least wants to buy the team. And it's been announced today that Schneider has actually banned Jeff Bezos from attempting to purchase the team, which I don't really know what the deal is with that. One would think that you would just kind of want the money, whoever's offering you the money, but apparently Schneider does not. So sorry guys, I got a really, really dry throat right now. All right, guys, sorry about that. I had to pause the show and take a little bit of a water break there because it wouldn't have been too fun to listen to me coughing my lungs out there for a little bit. But anyways, like I said, I just have a really fucking dry throat. Weed smoke must be catching up to me or some shit like that. Who the fuck knows? But it's been bothering me the last couple of days, and it's pissing me the fuck off right now especially. But anyways, only one more topic anyways, and like I said, I apologize for what just happened there, because that's obviously bad listening, but hey, it's a live recorded show, and I try not to do a lot of editing, just because who the fuck cares? But anyways, I do have one more topic to discuss, and that is the MLB pitch clock. Spring training is underway this weekend. It just started this weekend, so we have baseball season officially, and they are testing out some new rules that will be implemented this season. And the main one is a pitch clock, and it's going to go against both the pitcher and the hitter. So if either party takes too long to either hit or pitch, it's going to count as a strike. And we got a little preview of that this weekend of what's going to happen. So there was a situation, can't recall the game exactly, but it was bases loaded situation in the ninth inning. And the batter apparently took too long. So they called him out on strikes, and that was how the game ended. So it wasn't how anybody wanted the game to end. A lot of people are pissed off about it. But I kind of have a feeling the pitch clock is going to be the theme of the season. It's already started in spring training, so that's we'll see how it goes, but it's already controversial. Not a lot of people really like it. I don't know how much I like it just because I just kind of don't like to fuck with rituals. Because, you know, baseball players especially are very ritualistic. They like to kind of, you know, have their motion that they're in. They like to kind of take their swings in certain ways, and they like to take their certain amount of time. So I do see why sometimes it takes a long-ass time, but at the same time, I see why they want to put a pitch clock in just because they do want to speed up the game, because sometimes games do drag on, but that is baseball. So we'll see how that affects the rest of the season, but It was very interesting to see it already affect the big game this weekend in spring training. So that's today's show. It was kind of a struggle to get through with this voice, but thank you for sticking with me, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.